0818 715 815.
Hello, good afternoon, and you're very welcome to Liveline. At 51551 is our text number. David Mantell, what are you blaming electric cars for?
Well, I'm not direct. Well, I've noticed that on my travels down the country that the amount of crows that have been killed has increased a lot. And I know, like, when I approach them in the car, this is always early morning when I'm traveling.
Yeah.
They scatter. But, so on my last trip to Leitrim, I pulled in for about 20 minutes just observing.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't scatter as quick when electric cars are coming towards them. So I mean, there has to be a reason for it because, I mean, it has increased hugely over the last 24 months.
What you're saying is quite logical, isn't it? You think there's an increase in roadkill, especially with boards, because they don't hear the electric cars.
Exactly, yeah.
But have you noticed an increase in roadkill?
Oh, I have, yeah. But I was wondering what it was, because generally you get the odd fox and an odd crow.
Course,
I mean, there has been crows quite close to me that, you know, I don't know what they were doing. They're just too slow to pull off. But no, it has increased a lot. Hugely, yeah.
Okay, stay with us, because Jane Hammond Kelly phoned us about cats, missing cats. Jane.
Hi, Joe. How are you?
And whereabouts are you?
Well, we're down in County Carlow. I run the Carlow SPCA. So I suppose the opportunity to highlight probably why people's cats go missing. And I would have made a report a short while ago to say that, you know, there is somebody deliberately removing cats from their homes. And
what, are they catnapping?
No, not so much that, but people, there's lots of reasons why cats go missing, but if one disappears into thin air, you can be 100% sure that somebody has removed it or done away with it. And it's mostly people that keep birds, not to specify any you know, anybody, but mostly people that keep pigeons or birds or people that don't like cats that have like to feed the birds in the garden, stuff like that.
But if they have birds as a hobby, they're normally caged, aren't they?
They would be, but that doesn't come into it. If people are trying to mind their birds, then the cats go in, and it's not wild. It's not your pet cat will go in and try to catch a pigeon to eat it. It'll be a feral cat who these people will never see, and they definitely won't catch them unless they trap them. But it's usually the little pet cats who's not afraid of humans, and he might wander into that garden.
You say I think disappearing cats is an ongoing problem, and that there has been an escalation over the last two years. But where are the cats going?
Well,
you're saying they're being killed.
Yes, they are, yeah.
Did you come across that story about the southwest German town of Waldorf? They've cat owners for 3 months this summer, until the end of this month, actually. Cat owners cannot let their cat outdoors because there is a rare bird, the crested lark, breeding in the area, and it is breeding season. Now, if your cat in the German town of Waldorf, if your cat is seen outside your hall door or your home or whatever, your apartment, you're fined €500. Okay? If your cat is seen attacking a crested lark, wait for it, the fine is €50,000.
That's so good for them.
So you think that's good enough for them?
Because any responsible cat owner will keep their cats in, and they will make little tweaks here so they don't catch the wild birds, like put a collar on them with a bell on it to alert the bird if it's coming up. Now, that's a responsible pet owner. Then you have the pet owners who think, should the cat be all right outside? But it won't. Its biggest predator is other humans.
And does any other... A dog wouldn't attack birds, would it?
Ah, he would, yeah.
Well, yeah, okay, but not like, not the way a cat does.
No, no, I mean, it's okay. normal for cats to chase birds.
Bob Flavin is back to the dead birds on the roads, David Mantell. And he blaming, which seems incredibly logical, blaming electric cars. The birds don't hear, and they're, what was the phrase? They were flattened. Bob Flavin, is this a, I know you're a motoring correspondent, Bob. What percentage of cars in Ireland now are electric?
Still talking about 16 or 17%, Joe, but it depends on how you count electric. So it's if you're counting what's called plug-in electric, which have a petrol engine, but they're also electric, and they have some hybrids in there. All these cars are fairly quiet.
Yeah.
There was no legislation covered at one point, so the cars were totally silent when they started off first. Now we have European legislation that means they have to make noise up to 18 or 20 kilometres an hour, give or take. And it's a kind of a drone sound, but it doesn't sound like a car. So animals that are used to kind of crossing the road in front of cars, it doesn't sound like a car. It just sounds like a bit of a noise in the distance.
And have David's noticed this new phenomenon of more dead birds on the road, and he's putting it down to electric cars.
Well, some of it would be, of course, the sound of cars. Cars in themselves have gotten quieter. We do have sound legislation coming from the EU saying 75 decibels is the full volume of a tyre passing by. Now, on country roads, you'd never achieve enough speed to get that noise out of it. So on back roads, you would have much quieter, even just modern petrol cars, much quieter speed. Lots of good evidence suggesting like wind turbines are also killing birds because big propellers, they can't even see it coming. They don't make any noise.
Wasn't there a problem initially with the Samuel Beckett Bridge with the stays, the wires or the cables, rather, the steel cables on Samuel Beckett Bridge? That's swans were flying into them and ending up injured on the bridge because they couldn't see them. Now, I think addressed. Diana Cassidy, 51551 Joe at RT.ie. Diana.
Hi, Joe.
is this a new phenomenon, electric cars killing animals?
Well, I
accidentally.
Don't know. Yeah, I don't know if it's related to that, but I live about 6 miles west of Cork City.
Yeah.
And up to a few years ago, if you saw one, the occasional dead fox on the road, it'd be as much.
Okay.
Last year, in the space of about a week, there were 3 dead foxes within the same mile. And over the last few weeks or a few months, there have been a couple more dead foxes that I've seen.
So what are you thinking? What are you thinking?
Well, someone did suggest that there was a rumour that farmers were putting out more poison for foxes. But when I heard the bit there about crows not responding to... And I was just wondering, because on a similar note, a friend of mine who's totally blind, and she said that she nearly got knocked down a couple of times by electric cars because she couldn't hear them.
Of course. Yeah, but I'm just wondering, you would know... would you know, Diana, if a fox had been knocked down by a car or had been poisoned by a farmer?
It's very difficult for me as an observer to tell which is which.
Course,
but
yeah.
When they're on the side of the road and they're dead, it could be that if they had been poisoned by a farmer, that they were dazed and hit by a car normally.
Well, that's
but
a good point.
This hasn't happened. Now, surely it would be possible to put some kind of noise-making item in with the engine so at least
Bob,
it can be heard.
Yeah, but Bob is making the point that... Bob, you're saying there are EU regulations. The noise can only be a certain... People want less noise in their life, Bob, don't they, rather than more?
You do. If you live anywhere near the M50 or you live anywhere near a large motorway, just walk across the bridge of an M50. Just try and have a conversation with the person next to you. It's an impossible sound to cope with, and it's constant. So the research right now is going into making tyres quieter. Cars are already quieter if they're electric, but we're trying to make that. For the first time in history, we're trying to research how to make cars make noise. We've never had to worry about this before. They've always made noise. Now they don't make any noise. We're trying to figure out what's the best noise.
Diana.
Just a small, it doesn't have to be as loud as a normal car, but just some kind of small, you know, like, I was going back a bit, remember on bicycles when you're kids and you have these clackers on the spokes?
Yeah, but Diana, have you ever, well, my experience is at Parmesan Cemetery in Parmesan, obviously in Dublin, near Ballyfermot, but I unfortunately spend a good bit of time, especially in the last few years, the drone from the N50 when you stand in that cemetery is unbelievable. And I won't make any jokes about waking the dead or whatever, but the drone of the M50 is, you couldn't live there. You could not live there.
Yeah, absolutely. But just basically just to, because if you've got a silent car, you're going to have people who have difficulty in hearing and difficulty in seeing who can't hear the car.
Yeah, but...
So having something coming at you about 60 miles an hour and you can't hear it is going to be a bit scary. So it doesn't even have to be as loud as a normal engine, but just something.
OK, Bob, help me out here.
I'd love to have a noise that would be in there. The noises the cars already make up to 18 kilometres are artificial sounds. And I've been to Norway recently and stood in Oslo city centre where EV population is well in excess of 60%.
Wow.
And it's weird to stand in a city centre, and I can't really explain this properly on the radio, but you can imagine standing in the city centre of Dublin right now and all you can hear is the voices of the people talking around you.
But isn't that lovely?
It's fantastic. It's unbelievably good. Now, I know the offset of that is that the cars are so quiet that people can get knocked down by them, but it's very hard to find that balance between the two, is what noise you're supposed to make and why do you even want them to make noise? Because it's amazing. Just go to Oslo standards. Size of God.
But Diana, is that not a good point that Bob is making? I'm going to extend it a little bit. That, like, in Dublin, around Dublin Airport, the DAA are giving €6 million in grants to homes near Dublin Airport to insulate them against noise.
Oh, yeah.
People hate that noise. Have you ever heard the roar of a motorbike overtaking a car?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
It's horrific.
I totally get that, Joe. I'm not saying there's anything against it. But in saying that, some form of noise, I mean, I'm not saying that this is correct, but if, for instance, a normal car engine noise is, say, 100 decibels.
Yeah.
And an electric car is 0.1 of a decibel.
Yeah.
Just have something maybe about 10 decibels.
Look at the Lewis. The Lewis is an electric vehicle.
Yeah.
And it's a beautiful sound. It's a low sound. And then you have the Mr. Whippy Bell off at every minute or so.
Absolutely. At least then it's not a continuous high noise, high level noise. It's just something to make a slight sound that at least it can be heard by those who either have maybe by nature or by those who have difficulty in hearing or seeing.
You see, Jane, I'm not saying you're an expert on boards, Jane, but I've always been mesmerised when you are travelling on a motorway, how quickly boards can get out of your way. But that's when they hear your car. They are incredibly quick.
Joe, birds can see more than we can. Like, I live in the countryside, and at this time of the year, you're going to see lots of birds killed on the road because the harvest is in full swing and there's loads of food for them on the side of the road. So you're going to see more birds killed. Doesn't matter whether it's a noisy engine or a quiet engine. Also, there's a lot of little juvenile foxes going around at the moment, and they don't have any road sense.
Cubs, yeah.
And sadly, they get knocked down as well. We save loads of foxes this time of the year.
OK, Tom Canty is in Cork. Tom.
Good afternoon, Joe.
What's your theory, Tom?
Well, the theory that I think will only stand up to scientific research would be that during the COVID, there was absolutely no shooting of birds or culling of birds because people were not allowed to travel more than 5 kilometres or
Good
2 kilometres.
Good point.
And the fact that they didn't, that they weren't shot meant that there was more actually birds breeding, which means there was a bigger a greater amount of birds flying across the roads in 2022. And if there's more birds, there's going to be more killed. I think the percentage you might find would be the same or actually less.
Yeah, but as I said, the first caller was making, David Mantel was making the point that he's noticed an appreciable increase in dead birds on the road, and he's putting it down because he stopped one stage and he observed an electric car taking out a flock of crows. There were
a flock of crows.
Well, a murder of crows.
A murder of crows, yeah.
Sorry, bear with me on that.
No,
well, you saw an electric car murdering a murder of crows.
Right, but, yeah, and, you know, it's...
And he told them to flock off.
Yeah, but there's only, so I guess there's only 16. If there's only 16% of the cars in the country being sold electric.
But that's Tom, that's 1 in 5.
Yeah, but the point is, there's most of those are in the cities, right? Because there's very few charging points. If you come down you'll need a tow truck to follow you around, right?
There is no place to actually charge your
electric car.
So you're saying it's the Dubliners that are killing all the country boards?
No, I'm saying it's the Dubliners are killing the tourism areas in Kerry and Cork with their noisy selves, you know.
Okay.
And
that's just their voice. That's before they get in the cars. Okay, Tom Canty, Jane Hammond Kelly, Bob Flavin, Diana Cassidy, and David Mantel. Go around, Mila Margaret, 51551.
Talk to Joe on 0818 715 815.